WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Writer Dagoberto Gilb grew up in Los Angeles and has lived for about the past 10 years in El Paso, Texas. But this semester, he's a visiting writer at the University of Wyoming in Laramie. There's been a big local news story there that he wants the rest of us to hear about, the coyote hunt.
Assuming that you know as much as my friends in El Paso, you don't know anything about the coyote hunt in Wyoming. The story is simple. Out in Campbell County, sheep ranchers say that predators, coyotes they're called out here, are killing off livestock, and, they say, they're losing tens of thousands of dollars a year. Their solution was to allow 200 hunters 2 days on 75 ranches. The hunter bringing in the biggest coyote would win $500, and the hunter bringing in the most coyotes would win $500. The number of foxes shot broke any ties. When it was over, it was still big front-page news. Organizers moved the drop-off point to a private ranch so no strangers could come and take pictures of bloodied, frozen, rigor mortis coyotes. But the Star Tribune printed a couple of color photos of hunters pulling them from a sack. Only 24 were killed, and 12 foxes. A 33-pounder was the biggest, and 6 plus 1 fox was the most. It's the usual story of the West, of settled man versus roaming, undomesticated wildness. I admit it, I tend to feel sympathy for the coyote, and especially for the fox, which seems to me such an exotic, beautiful creature. I've only seen one in the wild, and I felt like something good happened to me when I did. But much as I may not like it, I can understand those ranchers' point of view, too. It's lambing season right now in Wyoming, and these people make their living raising and protecting their animals. Coyotes, and I guess foxes too, are to them what thieves are to city people. I'm inadequate to know what's better, what's best, and I have to tell you the truth. I followed a different plot. I live in the Southwest, and I've been hearing about coyote for a long time. There are all kinds of coyote, you know. There's the Mexican border one, that money-grubbing savior who can be dangerous, who guides many poor people across the dark frontera into Los Estados. Where I live, and around New Mexico, coyote is a half-breed, half-Anglo, half-Mexican. Coyote is metaphorically important in Native American culture. He's a star protagonist in their traditional stories, a trickster, a shaman, a fool. It's their culture's coyote that has attracted the blonde-haired, blue-eyed, New Age Indians. Coyote's magical powers have helped them find their true, primitive, native essence, which is, if I'm remembering right, often part Cherokee. So here I am in Wyoming, visiting, reading about its coyote, when, on the sports page, I read a column by the Casper Star Tribune's Tom Bishop. That's when their coyote story became a fascination for me, made me go out and read the paper every day, and read carefully, gripped by it. Here's what Tom Bishop wrote. For those who are handy in the kitchen, and all hunters are, a coyote hunt offers culinary opportunities that seldom are surpassed. I debated about which recipe to read to you. The other one had potatoes in it, which I like, and lima beans, which I hate. I've chosen to give you the big coyote chili dinner. 1/4 pound coyote suet, finely chopped. 6 pounds lean coyote meat, coarsely chopped. 1 cup chili powder. 2 tablespoons cumin, ground or crushed. 2 tablespoons oregano. 2 tablespoons salt. 2 tablespoons cayenne pepper. 4 cloves garlic, minced. 2 quarts coyote stock. 1/2 cup cornmeal, masa harina can be substituted. 1/2 cup cold water. Now you got all that, right?
Dagoberto Gilb is the author of a collection of stories called The Magic of Blood.